Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14. And Sister Paige, so good to see you again. We love y'all. Appreciate you so much. Amen. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Our title today is simply this: wounded. God help us. God help us. Lord, I pray that you'd work in us today. God, we open our hearts, we open our minds. I pray that your word would speak to us. Lord, let it reach way down into the depths of our heart to do surgery, to minister, to bring healing, perhaps to reveal something in us that we didn't even know was there. But God, you're wanting to heal it today. And we give you the room, Lord, to work and to move in us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now by faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. God's creation of humanity is such a marvelous thing. God has uniquely made us to be able to withstand and endure so much. It's really unbelievable the strain that our human bodies can bear, the stress that we are made to be able to handle. We may experience sickness, tension, stress, even trauma. There are many attacks that we can bear, and somehow we make it through. Somehow we overcome. Things eventually work out. It's amazing what just putting one foot in front of the other will get us through eventually. When we've got a determined spirit, it's powerful. When we've got a positive attitude, we can make it through almost anything. The spirit of a man can sustain his infirmity. Our spirit can bring us through hardships, through sickness, through the crushing blows of life. But then Solomon in his wisdom writes, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? When we've got a strong and healthy spirit, we can survive just about anything. We press on. We make it through somehow. We keep moving forward. But if our spirit gets wounded, now we don't have the strength to overcome. Because the wound that's there, it's too much for us to bear. Why is it that it's usually the little things that cause people to lose out with God? I've seen people go through all kinds of stuff, and then some little temptation, some minor disagreement, some little attitude becomes their ultimate destruction. Why is it that it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak? Because under everything that we can see on the outside and beyond the physical realm, past everything of the outer man, there's a wound inside. I tell you today that the enemy of our soul is patient. He bides his time. He watches and waits. He does his best to plant little seeds here and there and to insert thoughts into our mind and little things that will grow into something more with the passing of time. And if we're not careful, we'll one day be caught by surprise by some things in our heart that maybe we didn't even know were there. And the enemy will sometimes wait for years until that little seed that he planted a long time ago, it brings out something in us that's ungodly. Whether it's bitterness or jealousy or resentment or maybe hatred or some sort of anger. And if we're not careful, that little seed can grow more and more until it becomes a wound that will destroy us. As a pastor that is almost 50 years old, Not there yet, but a couple years I'll be. Having been in ministry a long time, a pastor now for 19 and a half years, I've seen a lot of people come and go. Here's one thing I've learned. When someone leaves the church, backslides, whatever, most of the time the issue is not the issue. Oh, something tipped the scale. They landed on something that they could blame. Some reason why they just had to leave the church at that time. But when looking a little deeper, the issue is not usually the issue. But underneath all the excuses and the reasons, there's almost always a wound that has never healed. Sometimes they didn't even know it was there. Jeremiah 17 and 9 tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. We don't even know what's truly inside our own heart. That's why we have to trust the one who does know. Amen. We really don't know how our heart will respond in the hour of temptation. We really don't know how we'll act in that moment of testing because our heart is deceitful. But today there is one who knows us. Amen. He knows us inside and out, and he can search our heart, and he can try our spirit. And if there is some seed, some root there that's dangerous to us, if there's the beginnings of a wound there somehow, or maybe it's just something that's been there for years, and it's been growing, and it's been hidden, but it can't be hidden from God. And if we will trust him today, I believe that he wants to reveal some things to us. Some things that he wants to heal, some things that he wants to bring out of us so that we can live an overcoming life, so that we can have life more abundantly. Praise the Lord. I'm asking this church today if we could just open our hearts to the one who created us, to let his spirit search us, to probe in every room of our heart, to find any wounds that have the potential to destroy us. Oh, come on. Would you surrender your heart to God today? Hallelujah. Would you surrender to the Lord today so that if there's a wound, God can reveal it and God can bring healing to it? Oh, come on. You might have built some major walls around your heart, around that place of hurt. But if it's a wound that won't heal, then it's affecting us. And the enemy knows what to do. He knows where we're weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy knows where we're weak. When he's ready, all he's got to do is hit us where it hurts. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody's today. The enemy has already got it planned. He knows exactly where he's going to hit you. Maybe he's already done it, and there's some little thing that, you know, it shouldn't even be that big of a deal, but it's the stumbling block that destroys us. If we won't let the Spirit of God come in to heal that wound in our spirit today, oh, come on, I don't want to be destroyed by some little thing that God could have taken away, that God could have removed, that God could have healed and delivered us. So let's open our heart today. Let's open our spirit and say, God, move in me, Lord. Work in me. Search me, God. Amen. Let your word minister to that wound. What is a wounded spirit? What does it mean to have a wound in our spirit? It can also be described as a broken spirit or a crushed spirit. We've all heard the first part of Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The rest of it reads like this, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wounded spirit is an injury deep within us. It reaches into the mind, into our emotions. It reaches into our will. It's an injury in the unseen areas of our being. We're not talking about sticks and stones here. We're talking words, actions, things that find a deep place of hurt within us. And the more severe the wound, the greater it affects our life. A wounded spirit is worse than physical sickness. When our spirit's health is compromised, it doesn't matter how much we look like we've got it together on the outside. The inside of us is broken. A wounded spirit is not selective about who it affects. Every person, young, old, male, female, rich, poor, brand new Christians, people who've been in the church for years and years, all of us are susceptible to a wounded spirit. Hebrews 12 and 15 tells us, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Sorrows of the heart bring wounds to our spirit. And a seed of bitterness can be planted within us, and over time it grows into a bitter root, and it has all those connections throughout all of our life, and it affects our emotions and how we interact with others and our spiritual well-being and even our physical health. It may be something that was said to us. It may be something that was done, and it may have happened a long time ago. It may have been something that someone else failed to do. And maybe we've learned how to cope with it, but sometimes the wound goes so deep and we don't even know how much it affects us. I believe today that God is wanting to bring healing to our lives. And I feel specifically for our church today, God is wanting to bring healing. If we will let Him. If we will let Him, amen. Some people don't want to open up to what God wants to do. They'd rather not think about that wound. They don't want to remember that thing from their past that brings shame. They'd rather keep on acting like everything's cool and they don't have any issues. But if we'll let God do it, if we'll open our hearts today to the Holy Spirit, I believe He wants to heal the wound. I believe He wants to bring healing once and for all, to deliver us from the effects of that thing that hurt us so deeply. What kind of things can cause this type of wound? Rejection. We thought they were to be trusted. We thought we could count on them. But in the moment when we needed them the most, we were rejected. Injustice. We weren't treated right. Someone took advantage of us. Someone accused us falsely. Someone took something from us. We see it all in black and white, you know. They did us wrong. They deserve to be punished. And yet, they've never paid for it. They've never been corrected. They've never had to answer for what they did, and it's a wound to us because there was no justice. Maybe it was some loss that we suffered, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a special friend, the loss of our innocence, a financial loss, something that was taken from us, and that hurts. And God, why would you allow that? Why wouldn't you have stopped that? Somewhere in us now, there's an empty place, and in that emptiness, in that place of loss, a wound can form like an abscess filled with infection. It can be a wound that will destroy us. Humiliation. People can be so cruel. Even kids on the playground can be cruel to one another. Sometimes they're just kids, maybe, but it hurts. Even in church, people hurt others. Usually it's by someone who doesn't feel good about their own self, but they get some sort of satisfaction in tearing down others. And we may even understand that that's really what's going on, but still that humiliation, it leaves deep roots that grow into serious bitterness. Abandonment. Abandonment by a parent, by family, by friends. Sometimes we feel like we've been abandoned by God. That's a real thing. I've been mad at God before. I've had to talk to the Lord and say, God, I'm mad at you. Because I thought he abandoned me. I thought he didn't do something that I wanted him to do or didn't answer prayer, whatever it was. I was mad at God. Eventually I prayed through that and I learned, Lord, forgive me. That wasn't the right attitude to have. But it was real while I felt it. In our world today, countless numbers of people have been abandoned by those who should have loved them the most. But sin has twisted our world so much, and people don't value the things that should be precious to them, and they abandon what should be dear to them. And the enemy will tell us a lie. He'll say, well, you weren't good enough. Or somehow we caused it, that it would have just been better that if we would have never been on the scene, and that wound has been created that affects our outlook on life, and it comes out in so many different ways. Betrayal. Maybe it was outright betrayal. Someone we trusted, someone we confided in. We thought they were honest and sincere, but they betrayed us, and they were not worthy of our trust. They were more worried about themselves than helping us. We trusted them, but they betrayed us. We may not have considered this, but what about unfulfilled dreams? They can cause some serious wounds. Something we gave ourselves to and it didn't come to pass. Something that we envisioned. Maybe we even thought it was a vision given to us by God, and it was something we worked for and we gave blood, sweat, and tears to. And then when it didn't work out, it was an unfulfilled dream. And now we might be bitter at God, bitter at ourselves, bitter at someone who stood in our way. It's a wound that poisons everything we do and how we see every situation because of an unfulfilled dream in our life. Nobody likes to get hurt. Nobody in their right mind likes to get hurt. Nobody likes to feel the pain of rejection. Oftentimes our deepest wounds come from those that we love the most, our family. Our church family. David wrote in Psalm 55 and 12, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then could I have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. It was somebody in church. It wasn't an enemy. It was somebody he trusted. The closer the relationship, the deeper the wound. Those who hate each other most are those who were the closest at one time. Attorneys tell us that the most vicious cases they're involved in are those in divorce court. The home, it was meant to be a shelter. It was meant to be a place of protection, a refuge. But it can often be the root of our deepest pain. And history shows that the bloodiest of wars are civil wars. Brother fighting against brother, friend against friend. Oh, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Wounds like that can't help themselves. We are powerless to deal with these kinds of wounds on our own. We can tell our story till we're blue in the face, but no amount of earthly wisdom can truly heal a wounded spirit. The only way to bring healing to that type of pain is for the power of God to begin to work and to flow in our heart. Oh, it's got to be the delivering power of the Holy Ghost. It's got to be through the love of Jesus Christ that reaches for us, and we open our hearts to him and say, okay, God, you search my heart, you search the depths of my soul, find any wound that's there, because I want to be made whole. Since this kind of wound can so easily destroy us, what can we do to avoid letting a root of bitterness in our life? One of the best ways to avoid a wounded spirit is to get a clear view of the gospel. The saving grace of Jesus Christ. When we clearly see the gospel, When we clearly see how God is reaching for others in the world, it reminds us that we're nothing without Him. We owe everything to Jesus. It helps us remember the things that really matter in life. It helps us focus on those things and those that are around us instead of ourselves. And when we have a clear view of the sacrifice that Jesus made for our sins, of the lengths that He went to in order to forgive us, it helps us forgive others. It helps us release them from their sin against us. When we really remember all that Jesus has washed away in our life, it helps us move forward instead of getting stuck in a place of bitterness, because I realize He's forgiven me. Hallelujah. If some wound has us so focused on the wrong that we've gone through that we can't even consider today even letting go of that long enough for God to heal us, we've got to tear our eyes away from that circumstance in our life long enough that we could see the cross, that we could see the cross. Come on, if we can get our eyes on Jesus, if we can keep our eyes on Him and His sacrifice for us, then He can set us free from that wound. He can bring healing to our heart. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. It was not His sins that nailed Him to the cross. He was sinless. He knew no sin, but it was my sin. It was your sin. It was our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, can you see Him today? Can you look back through history and see Him on the cross? There, He's carrying the weight of the sin of the whole world. He's carrying our sin. He paid the price for you and for me because of His love for us. Hallelujah. John 15 and 13 tells us, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. How did the Apostle Paul make it through everything he went through without losing out with God? In 2 Corinthians, he lists all the things that he went through. Hard labor. He was beaten more times than he could count. He was frequently in prison. He faced death again and again. 5 times he was whipped with the cat of nine tails by the Jews. 3 times he was beaten with rods. Once he was stoned. 3 times he went through shipwreck. He was constantly traveling. He faced robbers and his own people. He faced the Gentiles. He was in danger in the city, in danger in the wilderness. He was in danger in the sea, in danger from false brethren. He had weariness and pain, no sleep. He had hunger and thirst, often fasting, not necessarily out of choice, but because there was no food. He was cold and without enough warm clothes. And if that wasn't enough, he talks about the spiritual burden that he carried every day for all the churches. Paul says that to keep him grounded with all of the great things that God was using him for, he was given a thorn in the flesh. Without everything else he went through, now he's got a thorn in the flesh, and he pleads with God 3 times about it, but God said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You just thought that you were weak because of what you've been through. I want to tell you today, if you'll get your eyes off of that wound and you'll get your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ, He will make you strong. And it could be that very thing that was meant to destroy you is now going to come your strength, and you're going to help others, and you're going to minister to others, and you're not going to lose out with God because you're getting your eyes off the wound and you're getting your eyes on the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is only one who can heal a wound like this. The one who paid the price for our healing. For all healing. With his stripes we are healed. It's not God's will that we carry a wound all of our life that is eventually going to destroy us. But he paid the price for our deliverance. And he suffered the shame with us so that he could be, that we could be set free. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6. It prophesies about the death of Jesus Christ. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Those that should have received the Lord, those that should have loved him the most, those that he should have been able to trust the best, they betrayed him, they condemned him, they beat him and mocked him, they put nails in his hands, they crucified him, but he willingly suffered it so that he could save us today from a wounded spirit. Come on, that wounded spirit will try to destroy you, but Jesus, he suffered wounds that he did not deserve so that he could deliver us today. Oh, without his touch, that wound will definitely take us down one day, but it doesn't have to be our story. We don't have to join those who let the wound fester and grow until it kills them, but we can have victory today. Forgiveness. I don't want to forgive. What they did was wrong. I didn't deserve that. I want justice. Do we really want justice? If it's justice for them, it's justice for us. Help us, Lord. We have to realize that to hold on to the poison of bitterness, it's not going to destroy those who wounded us. It's going to kill us. Today, you may not know how you could ever possibly forgive those who wounded you. I tell you, you can do it by faith. We have to bring ourselves to say it by faith, to declare it by faith, to release it by faith, and let God do a miraculous work in our life. We're gonna do something today. We're gonna renounce unforgiveness and bitterness. And God knows the depth of the wound. He knows how deep it goes in our heart. By refusing to let it go, we're preventing him from doing a work of healing in us. But if we'll speak it by faith today, and you say, well, I really don't feel it. Well, speak it by faith. If we will renounce unforgiveness and bitterness and the hurt that has wounded us, it binds the ability of the enemy to work any longer. And then it looses the healing touch of God within us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're just going to do this by faith, okay? We've all got things that we've got to release and we need to let go. We don't want it to be a wound. And so I just want you to pray with me today. And we're going to renounce any unforgiveness and bitterness in our heart. Praise the Lord. Would you just pray here today, Lord? God, we've all gone through hurts. We've all gone through pain, misunderstandings. We've all been treated in ways that it was wrong. People have said things. People have done things. And we've been hurt deeply. God, you see those wounds that those things may have created. We don't want that to destroy us. And so today, we renounce any unforgiveness in Jesus' name. We renounce any bitterness in Jesus' name. If something specific comes to you, you can just say, I renounce the unforgiveness I'm holding against so-and-so. You can just go ahead and just give that to the Lord today. I renounce that unforgiveness right now. Jesus, I don't want that hurt, that wound to define me. I don't want it to destroy my life. I renounce it today, and I ask God that you would go way, way deep in my heart to heal any wound. Oh God, that I would be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh God, you see these precious people today, this precious church. I ask that you would set them free today of any bitterness, of any unforgiveness, Lord, that they've renounced. I ask that you would minister right now from the inside out to heal any wound, any hurt that is there, that they may be whole. Unforgiveness, it's got to go. Bitterness, it must go. They've renounced it, and now we give it to you, God. I pray that you would heal the wound and take it from us today. In Jesus' name, can you just thank the Lord by faith? Come on, God, you're starting something right now. You're starting something right now. God, I don't even know how I can overcome this, but with your help, Lord, if you'll heal that place of hurt, if you'll heal that wound, God, I release it. I give it to you, Lord. I pray that you would take it from me. Lord, I don't want to be wounded to my destruction, but I want to be healed by your presence right now. In Jesus' name. What destroys marriages? Wounds that won't heal. What causes children to grow up and to hate life? Wounds that won't heal. What causes men and women to look to drugs and alcohol for an escape? Wounds that won't heal. What brings down those who look so successful and accomplished from the outside? Wounds that won't heal. After a storm, you can walk through the woods and you will see trees that fell in the storm. To look at the tree from the outside, it seemed like it was strong. Seemed like it could stand the test. Seemed like it was solid, but something somehow caused a wound. It may have been there for a long time, but eventually the roots were affected and the strength of the tree was compromised. And then the wind came and the storm blew through that forest, and the wound in that tree eventually brought about the downfall. We don't want that to be us. God, don't let that be me. Don't let that be anyone in our church today. Oh, whether the hurt that caused the wound, whatever it was that caused that wound in us, it's not worth being destroyed over. Release it to God and let him heal it today. Amen. By faith, you just say, Lord, I release it. I give it to you, Lord. God, take it from me. Heal it, Lord. I release it today. Hallelujah. Why would someone not want to let their wound be healed? Sometimes it's painful to deal with. But if it's not dealt with, it'll always be there, popping up at the most unfortunate times, never healing, festering, hurting whenever it's touched. Sometimes people they learn to get comfortable in being wounded. They've come to identify with that pain in their life, and now it's who they are, and they're a victim. And how sad when people take that on and carry it their whole life when Jesus wants to heal them. In Luke chapter 4:18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." And I believe that's the calling of every preacher today, to preach the good news that you don't have to be bound. You don't have to be wounded. You don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to be brokenhearted. You don't have to be held captive. But God wants to set at liberty those who've been bruised. God wants to heal that wound today. God wants to make you whole today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling somebody today, you don't have to carry that burden anymore. You don't have to carry that identity anymore. God wants to set you free. God wants to deliver you from a wound that won't seem to heal, but God wants to do it in His love. But you got to open up your heart. Say, God, I really don't want to go there, but I need you to heal this. Let me tell something. It's probably going to shock us. Don't miss the blessing that comes through offenses in our life. Don't miss what God can do even through wounds that come. Doesn't mean that God caused the hurtful thing, but life happens. Life brings us things that we don't deserve. Sometimes life creates situations that we'd never want to go through again. But there's a process where Jesus Christ can work if we'll let Him. We can choose to get mad at God. We can choose to get bitter and take on that spirit of offense. We can let it destroy us, or we can step back and see that even through the hurt and the pain, God can do something good. Look at the life of Joseph and all that he went through, but he was able to say in the end to his brothers, "You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good." Hallelujah. I feel like somebody in this house, you've been given the devil the satisfaction of knowing that he caused evil against you, and now you've taken on the wound from that. Why don't you say, "No more, devil. You're not going to have the satisfaction any longer. I'm going to let God take what you tried to destroy me with, and I'm going to let it turn it for good. I'm going to let God heal the wound in my heart. Amen. I'm going to let God bring the victory." Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Oh, God, heal this place in my heart. God, heal this wound in my life. Heal this wound that won't seem to heal. I don't want to let the devil have any satisfaction any longer. God, take what he meant for evil and turn it for good. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was in prison. He sends word to Jesus. He said, "Go ask him, is he the one, or do we look for another?" If you read that and study that out, it seems like really John was asking more than just that. After all, Jesus was his cousin. He had foretold the coming of Jesus. He had baptized him. And now, while John's rotting away in prison, Jesus is out there ministering to thousands. Reading in Matthew chapter 11, verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and show John again those things which ye do see, hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." That's awesome, Lord, but what about me here in jail? And then Jesus says, "Go tell John, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." It's pretty heavy. John was never delivered from prison. He was beheaded by King Herod. But blessed are those who will not be offended in me. There's a greater blessing for those who have suffered wounds but refuse to let that wound destroy them. And instead they keep the faith and they trust God and they allow God to heal that wound and to let their situation make them better instead of becoming bitter. Come on today, don't let that situation, don't let that hurt destroy you. What was done to you, it was evil, it was wrong, it was not fair, you didn't deserve that. But now, don't let the enemy have the satisfaction of taking you down with that. Oh no, but you open your heart to the Lord today and say, God, I need you to deliver me of this wound. I need you to save me from myself, Lord. I don't want this to destroy me, but God, I want to have a testimony that even through all of that, I refuse to get offended. I refuse to let that wound destroy me. Come on, is there somebody you'd make your way to the altar right now and say, I've got a wound. I don't want to carry this any longer, but I'm going to put it on the altar. Oh, God, search me. Lord, deliver me, God. Heal me right now. You know the pain. You know the hurt. You know the betrayal that came. You know the shame that I went through, God. I pray that you would reach down and take this wound from my heart. That you would deliver me today. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. Come on, every one of us need to let the Lord search our hearts. We may not even know what's in the depth of our heart. We may not even know what's there. We may not even know the wound that's there. But if we'll open up, Jesus can search us. Oh, Lord, search me, oh, God. Search me, oh, God. If there be any root of bitterness in me, Lord, I pray that you would remove it. Reveal it up to me today. I renounce it. I renounce unforgiveness. I renounce bitterness right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, if God give you something specific, you need to renounce it. I renounce the unforgiveness I have against so-and-so. Come on, let it go right now. Don't hold on to it anymore. It's going to poison you. It's going to destroy you. But give it to God right now. Lord, I release it. I release it. I don't want to carry that poison anymore. I get rid of it.